at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening that she understands the importance of conviction and cleansing of the spirit, and that it's the most, that she truly, her eyes are really open, that it is the most precious gift, or one of the most precious gifts of the spirit, that they're like diamonds when you get convicted of your sin, that it's a good thing. Conviction of your sin is a good thing, and it's to be treasured, more precious than a diamond, and to be received so that her soul can be cleansed, so that she can repent and go to heaven, that it's a good thing, not a bad thing, for her eyes to be really changed, and for a humbling of any pride, and that she sees the importance of that also too with her loved ones. But she just really treasures that conviction of the spirit, and if she is doing any of the self-deception or knows anybody who is, that she sees how really, really frightening it is and dangerous it is to keep sin inside of your soul. Ask all these praise voices in Jesus' name. Amen. So just going through Isaiah 33, right, talking about times of judgment, where as a scribe or as a seer, going through different doctrines that can be dangerous, wanting all of your footing in the Word of God. But then talking about self-deception, which is actually really important when it comes during times of judgment, because you're going to see that these times of judgment are meant to get a hold of people who are in these situations, because Isaiah, as he's writing these scriptures, he's talking about the Jews, and they're headed towards, you know, for example, the fall of Judah eventually. And this is the path that they're on to where they end up. They do end up in that place of judgment to deal with them. Okay, so this is Isaiah chapter 59. Starting at verse, let's see here. Wow, it's a lot. Let's start here. This is verse 1, chapter 59. It says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath murmured perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity, they speak lies, they conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave a spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth." Okay, like, really hear these scriptures. Don't gloss over them. This is really scary stuff. It really is when you start looking at it in terms of your soul. Okay. "And that which is crushed breaketh into a viper." Okay, this is what they're keeping within them. This is what they're dwelling with their sin. They're keeping these things in them. Okay, the conviction of the spirit is cleansing, it's washing. Okay, it's crystal clear water. Okay, it's beautiful. Okay, you don't want to keep these things inside your soul. Okay, "Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity. The act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood." And that's what someone's doing. The person may not get up and get a knife and go kill someone who's innocent, okay? But when you have a problem in your life and it is brought upon you because of your sin, it's your fault. It's your fault. But when you go and you say, no, you did this. I've got this problem because of that, because you are now blaming others for something that they haven't done. Okay? It's you. You need to receive it in your soul and be cleansed, okay? Excuse me. Because that stuff can lead to a lot of false accusing, okay? I'm not just talking about people, you know, saying, oh, it's this and it's that, it's racism and it's this and it's that, it's oppression, it's the government, it's this. Because someone can be sitting there doing their job, doing what's right, okay? And then the person's accusing them and saying that it's all this false stuff, and that's shedding of innocent blood. And God hates that. He hates that. Okay? He hates that. Okay? Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known. There is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever therein shall not know peace. Okay? Cleansing and washing and conviction of the spirit is peace with God. Okay? Self-deception. Okay? Cobwebs, like it talks about, okay, is not peace, okay? You're not going to have any rest with that. How can you have peace outside of your maker? You can't. He is the source of peace, okay? Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. This is not a good place to be. Okay? Not a good place to be. And I've seen it firsthand with people when they don't tell the truth. When the conviction comes and they don't receive it and they keep those cobwebs. It's terrifying. Okay? Terrifying. Cockatrice eggs, vipers. Okay? Within them, within their very soul. Because I'm telling you, what ends up happening is your soul's open to that stuff, and that stuff will talk to you. Okay? And say, yep, you didn't do anything. Yep, it's over there. Yep, it's their fault. Yep, it's their fault. Meanwhile, it's walking you away to your own destruction. Really dangerous, really bad. And you need to know that both, you know, for yourself, if you struggle with self-deception, if you struggle with the conviction coming and not wanting to hear it and saying and blaming others and putting on this, putting it on that, putting on that. Okay. Cause it is connected to what we're talking about. Cause I have seen that happen. Okay. Where people were blaming everything else in the world. Okay. Racism is an example of it, but just blaming a whole bunch of stuff when it's not, it's them, it's them. It's them and their relationship with God, okay? But it doesn't just pertain to, you know, instances where someone is, you know, claiming something as racism when they've got an issue directly with the Lord, okay? But it can happen in many different ways, like I just already mentioned, where people start, you know, blaming, you know, the government, start blaming that person over there. They blame this, they blame that, they blame this, okay? And that's what they're doing. The conviction is coming. The Holy Spirit's trying to cleanse them and wash them so that he can guide them and cover them and take care of them and keep them in a place of peace with the Lord, okay? And they don't want to receive it because of that pride, okay? And so then they don't receive it, and then that's where they end up, okay? Cockatrice eggs, vipers, cobwebs, okay? Groping in darkness, okay? Walking, okay? In darkness, okay? Again, I want to read that one verse, okay? We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places. As dead men. That's what happens when you lie to yourself. You won't know your left and the right. Okay? And you need to know that. You need to know that. Okay? Both for yourself, prayerfully, you don't do it. But then you need to know that if someone that you love, we'll get in more detail about this later on, does something like that, it's going to be a work of God to get that out of them. And that's what times of judgment are for. And you, sister, are going to have to be bold to deal with them. So if this is ringing inside of your soul and you got someone that you love and those alarm bells are going off, okay, the Holy Spirit's shining light saying that's what's going on over there. You need to start praying for that boldness, okay, because you're going to have to help them get out of that. You're going to have to be bold and speak to them, okay, and you need to do it by faith. You just start praying now for the Holy Spirit to prepare you, okay, and to strengthen you, okay, and give you those words to help them get away from that, because that's dangerous. That type of stuff wants to destroy them. I'll leave it there for today. Father, just ask for your sister starting her day, that she has a glorious day abounding in you and serving you and just loving you and worshiping you the whole day. A really good day with you. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal